So this is the Modesto. Oh, I can't even see. Modesto Jet Center. Okay.
Hi. Yes. Great. Thank you. Good to see you. I'm here. You're Tim, right?
No.
Oh, no.
No. I don't know a Tim.
Jody?
No, don't know. Well, I know a Jody.
Okay.
Yeah.
Jody Fisher?
No, yeah, I know Jody Fisher.
You do? Okay, good.
Yeah.
And then who are you?
I'm one of the other captains.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Okay, great. So come on outside. We're not. We're just whatever. Are you free? No?
No, I gotta reflare.
Okay, so stuff, I have paperwork for you that I want to give to you. So
okay.
Hang tight, I'll go get it. But then we've been trying to reach Jody and you for a long time.
Okay.
And we are tired of you dumping heavy metals all over our county.
Okay.
Yeah.
Well, I'm not the one to talk to about that.
No, but you are. But you're the one that's doing it. So I've been taking rain samples. I have over 20 samples. And every time you fly, we get high amounts of aluminum, barium, strontium, titanium, magnesium. So I want to know, are you aware of what you're doing? I know you think it's like to increase water supply for Turlock and Modesto, but it's not really happening.
Yeah, you can talk to them.
I've tried.
About that,
I've so. Called them, and they're not calling me back. So we're now getting really involved, and now we're going to bring something legal against your company.
Okay, well, you can talk to them about that for sure.
I know,
sure,
but
so.
I want you to know, though, like, we are real people underneath what you're doing. You spray right over our houses. We hear you. We know you. We see you. We're watching your planes and your patterns, okay?
Yeah,
it's twice today now. You did two flights. Two three-hour
yeah,
flights.
It's public knowledge, yeah.
It's not really, though. That's the problem. So you have not properly notified our Board of Supervisors about this. Hi, are you the other pilot?
Yes.
Hi. What's your name?
Khaled.
Khaled?
Yes.
Yeah,
okay,
hi. It's not our... We have people at home base that you can talk to about that stuff.
But they've not called back. So now we're getting to the point where we're getting our supervisors involved. So the supervisors of our county needs to be notified. They've not been notified. You've been doing this for 30 years. I know it's a long time. You guys are like, it's cool, it's easy. We're talking about all of the metals and the flares that you're using. So aluminum and zinc propel the silver iodide. You're spraying right over us all the time. And our plant life is suffering. They are now selling aluminum genetically modified seeds to grow food because our soil is so contaminated. Okay, so what you're spraying is not good for the environment, and it's not good for the people because there's an early onset dementia, there's Alzheimer's, things are starting to happen to people's health, and I really do believe there's a linkage to what we're breathing in the environment every day when you guys spray us in November through April. It's your yearly contract, where I'm aware of that too. So I just wanted to meet the pilots and say, you know, where's Jody? I've called Jody, I've talked to, I think Leslie was the other one, Leslie Fisher? No, it's another Fisher.
Yeah,
Lisa?
Probably his wife.
Okay,
but
yeah.
Yeah, no, that's their responsibility, that's not our responsibility.
I understand, yeah. But the money that you're receiving to do this is coming from, is it taxpayers that are paying for this?
That's not my department.
I want you to be aware, do you have family?
Yeah, I have family.
I have family too, I have children. So we're outside and we hear your plane over us all the time.
So that's what he sounds like over my area. The cloud seeder. He's out there now peppering us with heavy metals. I just got home and he's been out there for 2 hours, 45 minutes, maybe 3 hours. So right now, it's safe to say you are breathing in heavy metals. 904DK. That's who that is. Weather Modification International.
And I've been tracking this for a long time, and we have tried to get the supervisors involved, and they're clueless. They were not informed. According to the California codes and law, they should have notified our supervisors because you're doing this to benefit TID, okay? Mm-hmm. But it's not. It's happening over, well, it might be, but it's happening over our area, okay? Sonora, Groveland, Coulterville. You're doing your little figure eight loops. My 20 rain samples will show you that on the days that you're spraying or releasing your flares, we have copious amounts of aluminum, magnesium. There's been some barium, strontium, but titanium's weird. Is titanium also in your flares? Okay, that's unique for me. So I want you to know that there are health impacts and impacts to the soil and the plant life and all of those things. And when you do this, My whole community is watching. You don't know what to do.
Yeah, I understand your opinion.
It's not an opinion,
so,
though. I will show you my samples. I'd love to.
I don't want to see your samples.
Why is that?
You can take those to
but
my company.
But you're flying the plane. But then how do I get in touch with Joey so he calls me back? I've left messages. We've tried reaching him multiple times. How do I get in touch with him?
Either call him again or...
Do you have a card I can use?
You stop. I don't have his card. No, you...
So I want you to know
you
I drove all this
here.
Way because I saw you flying for the second time tonight. So you flew twice tonight. I've listened to you now twice over my own house.
Mm-hmm.
And it impacts all of us. And early onset dementia and Alzheimer's for people in their 30s and 40s.
Probably from all the food that people eat too.
That's true, but now I eat very clean and organic. So now if we're breathing in aluminum, you know, because aluminum and zinc, again, propel the silver iodide. It's not just silver iodide. It's the propellants within the flares. And then there's other chemicals within the flares that cause problems too. I want you just to think about that. Every time you go up there, you are contributing to the pollution of the environment. I know the goal
did
is
did you
to
drive
bring...
here today?
Yes, we did.
You're contributing to the pollution in the environment as
no,
well?
No, but I want you to know that...
No, there's yeah. not. I'm not going to sit here and argue with you. You can take your concerns...
Are you the chief pilot?
No, I'm not the chief pilot.
What is your name again?
It doesn't matter.
It does matter.
No, it doesn't.
I'd like to know. No,
no it doesn't. Because you're going
matters.
You're going to go try to smear that all over the place.
No, but I want
to
know. Like, are you chief pilot?
It's none of your business.
It is my business because you're over my head dumping shit over our families and our houses.
We're not doing anything illegal, so...
It's not illegal yet. But now we haven't had Air District hearing boards for years now, and people have not been paying attention, but people are starting to pay attention because they do care about their health and the health of our food and the health of our population. I want you to know that you, whether you know it or not or want to admit it or not, are contributing to dumping heavy metals on our soils and in our air. We're breathing it, we're drinking it, we're eating it.
Okay.
It matters to me.
I understand that.
Okay.
I'm not saying it doesn't matter. I'm just saying I'm not the one for you to bring these concerns to. Go talk to the bosses at my company.
What's their number? What is their contact information?
It's all on the internet.
I have called them before. So how can I say I spoke to the chief pilot or the captain?
Well, you give me your information.
Okay.
And I'll get a hold of them, and I will tell them that you're trying to contact them, and
okay.
they'll call you back.
Let them know I've called before. My name is Catherine. Okay? I've left messages before. I will also send another email to the company at large. They need to respond.
Yeah.
And
okay.
I've been having ongoing conversations with CARB, the California Air and Resources Board. Unfortunately, the person I'm speaking with has retired. So it's a kind of a disaster. So I'm at the point now where you were out all day today. You came back again for a second round. And I'm saying, I've had enough. We've had flooding. We've had mess. It's a disaster. And I don't like the metals that are in my rain samples. And I'll be happy to share them with you. I'm sincere when I say it's concerning to see the amounts of metals that are in my rain samples. Okay?
All right.
I come here just to say this to you. It matters to me. I'm a mother, okay?
Yeah.
I care.
I understand that.
Thank
sure.
you. Okay. Thank you. Did you hear what I had to say?
Yes, I did.
It's sincere. Every time you go up there, we are watching, and we are, and it's heartbreaking, and it's distressing, and I don't know how to get a hold of Jody Fisher.
Okay.
So I want you both to say, Jody, you got to address this. And you have to talk to the people at TID as well.
Do you want to leave your information? So
I'd be happy to. Do you have a piece of paper I can use?
Okay.
Thank you very much.
Yep.
All right. Again, I appreciate it. I hope you hear me.
Yep, I understand your opinion.
It's like 5,000 micrograms of aluminum. Like the difference between when after you spray and when it just rains after, like I've tested when it's raining the first fall. An hour later, I've put my own money into this. I have a child that has neurological issues. I care about everything that we put into our bodies.
I understand that.
Okay.
You're also misinformed with some of it too. So.
Okay, well, tell me how.
Well, for
I would love to talk with you about this. Like, really talk to you about this.
For one thing, we're not making it rain.
Well, you're adding to natural weather patterns that are coming in. You're going to enhance it, right? But you're still, the flares are still, how many like BPs do you put out today?
We're not making it rain. Period.
Okay, so what are you doing then?
You make it snow.
Okay.
Over top of
but
mountains.
You've
lands.
Done this over us though. So Groveland, Coulterville, Sonora, right? And then the air is moving a certain direction. I get it, but it's like landing on us. And then it's going to snow, and then the snowpack benefits Turlock and Modesto Irrigation District, but you're spraying us, right? I went and met a pilot who was spraying adulticides to kill mosquitoes, okay? So I mean, we're being sprayed with, or, you know, mm-hmm. adulticides yeah. and nerve agents that they used in World War I. And I'm saying, hello, you know, we're being sprayed with nerve agents. What the hell is going on? Under the guise of public health, it's bullshit. I'm sick of it. So I've come out here tonight when I'd rather be sleeping. And because I wanted to just find out, do the pilots know, you know? Have you been doing this for a while?
Yep.
Long time. It's been 30 years I found out, like, this whole thing. I just...
Yeah.
It really stinks. I know.
It's been going on for a long time.
Why do we let the Natural Pineapple Express just do its job?
There's a lot of research that goes into it, for sure.
I know. Yeah.
From both sides, right?
Yeah. So. What do you think? I mean, like, why don't we just let nature do what it's going to do? And if people are going to fuck it up because of their emissions from their use or whatever they're doing, why don't we just let that happen and let it be what it is? I mean,
yeah, well,
I don't want to breathe in. I can't go outside when I know you're spraying. I'm like, I don't want to breathe that crap in. You know?
Yeah.
It's coming down. It comes down faster than other stuff. So, I came to the country to grow my own food and raise chickens and to get away from all the bullshit of the city. And now I can't escape it. You know, I hear you. It's like I hear the plan. I know yep. it's you. You know, and it was 522 JP. It was 304 EA, I think. It was like all these different aircraft coming from North Dakota. I've been watching this forever. And I don't know how to reach anyone. No one's listening. No one really seems to care. I really care. So yep. I had to just come and say that to the people that are actually out there doing it. So when you're up there, just know that someone's down there looking up going... You know, what's going on?
Yeah,
you know?
I don't ever think that there's not people watching this.
Yeah, okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
There is. I'll pass your information around.
Thank you very much. All right. Have a good night.
All right, you too.